Michael Rapaport's stunning political U-turn. 7 times actor torched Democrats, anti-Israel leftists. By Warner Todd Houston on January 4, 2025. Actor and comedian Michael Rapaport may be a liberal, but he has bucked the leftist trend of turning on Israel, and here are 7 times he blasted leftists for their attacks on Israel. Rapaport was infamous for having a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, but he is also a staunch supporter of Israel, and he does not allow his political ideals to prevent him from calling out people on his own side for persecuting Jews. He has been extremely concerned over the growing number of attacks on Jews in the U.S. and across the world in the wake of the Hamas terror attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. And he has spared no personal effort to come to Israel's support. Offers free flights to squad members to the West Bank. In December, Rapaport, who is himself Jewish, took aim at outgoing members of the Democrat squad in D.C. and offered them free plane trips to the West Bank so they can experience the nirvana created by Hamas in Ramallah. Since that, Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush are now unemployed and so interested in and fascinated by Gaza, I'm offering to fly them to Israel and have a SUV drop them off in Ramallah, Rapaport wrote on Exxon on December 13. 7 days in Judea Samaria on me. I will add $150 a day per diem. You guys down? He added. Since that, Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush are now unemployed and so interested in and fascinated by Gaza, I'm offering to fly them to Israel and have a SUV drop them off in Ramallah. 7 days in Judea Samaria on me. I will add $150 a day per diem. You guys down? pic.twitter.com/mfr2g5a2kf. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, December 13, 2024. Blast CNN's Mehdi Hassan. In October, Rapaport took a chunk out of CNN for supporting commentator Mehdi Hassan, who Rapaport called a race-hustling Jew-hater. Rapaport's excoriation of CNN and Hassan came after Hassan had called Republicans Nazis, and conservative commentator Ryan Gijerski joked in response that he hoped Hassan's beeper doesn't go off, the latter being a reference to the beeper bombs that Israel had placed on Hezbollah terrorists that killed and maimed many of them. After Gijerski's sarcastic quip against Hassan, CNN rushed out to support Hassan and scold Gijerski. That did not sit well with Rapaport, who blasted Hassan as a race-hustling Jew-hater who says race-hustling anti-Jewish shit daily. Calling Jews Nazis. Fuck this beep beep BTCH at Maderizen. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, October 29, 2024. Trashes Rashida Tlaib over Free Palestine. In August, Rapaport trashed Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib for her constant calls for a free Palestine. He said that the real people living under the thumb of Hamas don't want any free Palestine after she posted a series of X messages attacking Zionists. Yes, free Palestine. Free Palestine from Hamas. Free Palestine from terror regimes. Free, bleeped, Palestine from themselves. They've had many, 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 many opportunities to be free. And they've rejected many, 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 and every, bleeped, opportunity to be free. So don't tell me about Free Palestine. Don't tell Jews about Free Palestine. Don't tell Israel about Free Palestine. Tell Palestinians to free Palestine. If by liberation you mean from the river to the sea, blah blah blah, it ain't happening. It's never happening and it never was happening. pic.twitter.com/qhppt6m6. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, August 28, 2024. Rips Joe Biden for not supporting Israel. In May, Rapaport ripped President Joe Biden for holding back on his support of arms for Israel and even unendorsed Biden for president over the matter. I'm officially unendorsing #JoeBiden. I did so much work on behalf of this soft serve ice cream eating MF, I'm done, he wrote. I'm officially unendorsing #JoeBiden. I did so much work on behalf of this soft serve ice cream eating MF, I'm done. #unendorsed pic.twitter.com/3bnoxeru QN. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, May 9, 2024. Flames anti-Israel campus protesters. A month earlier, Rappaport, who was then still supporting Biden, flamed the left-wing, anti-Israel campus protesters for their hate-filled attacks on Jews and correctly pointed out that their violent protests would help lead to Donald Trump's victory in the then-still-coming November elections. The anti-Jewish screaming on college campuses will be worth the screaming when Trump wins in November. And you'll have nobody to scream it but yourself. That includes everyone who's silent about it right now. Each and every one of you. Anti-Jewish and Israel ain't got nothing. pic.twitter.com/12ahiboard. Michael Rappaport, at Michael Rappaport, April 22, 2024. Roasted Hollywood for DEI push that excludes Jews. In January, the comedian roasted Hollywood for supporting left-wing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies because they are written to exclude Jews. Rappaport was one of more than 260 Hollywood celebrities and industry figures who signed onto a letter condemning the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for its decision to exclude Jews in its DEI standards for the Oscars. Slapdown calls for Israeli ceasefire. Finally, he also attacked the left for calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Hamas doesn't give a fuck about anything except for the destruction of Israel and the destruction and death of all Jews, the actor said in a social media video. Ceasefire and what? Hashtag Hamas terrorists, hashtag surrender, hashtag Jewish, hashtag Israel. pic.twitter.com/97a1fko5q. Michael Rappaport, at Michael Rappaport, October 30, 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.